All right, and we're rolling. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Drunken Confessions, episode two. Yay, woo! All right, I am your host, Cass, and this is your other host, Amy.
Hello, how is everyone today?
I'm doing wonderful.
Yeah,
Yeah.
everyone by you that's sitting in the room with me.
Well, does anyone else count? Oh. So, anyway,
So how was your week, Cass?
oh, it was wonderful. So, as just to let everybody know, so Amy and I took a girls' trip down to Cleveland last weekend,
Yes, we did.
and we went to go see Eric Church in concert. I'm not a country fan, but we went.
I'm a huge country fan.
Yep, but I went because, it's what friends do.
Look out for one another.
Right. So we went down there, but this is a funny little story, and I'm going to tell this whether you like it or not. So, Amy at first was very hesitant about doing the show with me.
I
Correct?
was.
You were. And then we did our first one, and then you started getting podcast fever, I guess you could call it.
Yeah, I would.
So
That's a good explanation.
now Amy went from being like, I don't know, to now we're both hosting the show, correct? All
Correct.
right, so Amy is taking over quite a lot of, actually she's almost the host of the show now because I started a new job and I have a lot of,
Congratulations,
well,
by the way.
thank you. So I have a lot of studying to do because I have several licenses I have to get over the time. But anyway, neither here nor there, but I've been very busy.
Yes, you have.
So you've been helping me out.
I have.
So yay. So I'm very excited about this. So our trip to Cleveland was awesome. We went to this really cool place called The Vault.
That was such a cool bar.
That was my favorite. That was actually my favorite part.
Was that
Well,
your
no,
favorite
Rock and
part of
Roll
the
Hall
trip?
of Fame
Yeah.
on the way back was my favorite on Saturday, but the favorite Friday was definitely that vault.
Yeah,
It was really
it was
cool.
very neat. It was very expensive.
Not as expensive as the concert.
Not expensive as concert, but it was still pretty expensive. But it was a very cool experience
It
being
really
in
was.
a basement in an old bank and
In a
walking
vault.
through vault doors and
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. So I highly recommend if you guys go down to Cleveland, hit the vault.
Yes.
It's worth at least going there and walking around and looking at
Yep, I give
everything.
it four beers out of five.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice.
That's my
So
rating system.
yeah, the concert, unfortunately, the beers were very
The
expensive.
concert, I give two beers out of five, so
Not
five beers.
the best experience, but I wouldn't mind going back down and going to the Hall of Fame again, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That was
Yes,
pretty
they change
awesome.
it every time.
I
So
know.
I've been there before and I saw a lot of different things I've never seen before, so that was really cool.
Yeah, I just liked it because I'm an 80s girl through and through, and they just inducted The Cure into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I really liked. So
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
it was. So
Yeah, I loved the all the Elvis. I'm a
yep.
90s girl, but I love the whole Elvis room and
Elvis was cool.
yeah, it was really cool.
It was awesome. I wouldn't
Yep.
mind going back, actually. So there you guys go if you ever get down to Cleveland. So anyway, now,
Well, what else is new? I know we did our trip
dirt trip.
together, so what is new with you that I'm not part of?
I don't know. Let's see. Besides the fact that I got a new job,
Yeah.
next weekend I will be going to a convention.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yep. I think, oh, yeah, the other thing. Damn, I almost forgot
What'd you almost forget?
that you got me addicted to watching Game of Thrones all of a sudden. So
Yay!
you talked about it so much, I either had to like stop being friends with you or watch the damn show. So I actually went and purchased HBO Now so I
Yes.
could start watching it, and I've been watching it. I am now on episode or season one, episode 10, I
Oh,
believe is
you have
where I'm at.
so much to go.
I do, but
Now, I will tell all of our listeners we won't get too much into Game of Thrones because I can't spoil anything for
oh,
Cass,
I'll kill you.
nor do we want to spoil anything for anybody else.
Right.
But it is very hard for somebody like me who's watched Game of Thrones from day one to not give any spoilers away when she's asking me
Yeah,
questions.
she can't. She just goes, "Oh, there was so." She goes, "Well, what did you see? And what else happened? What else happened?" Because she can't tell me anything else because she doesn't remember that far back. Not all of
Well,
it.
not
You
all of it.
remember
It
the
was like
events, but you
7
don't know what the
years.
chronological
Right.
order of everything was, and yada yada yada. So
Yeah.
yeah, so I'm watching Game of Thrones, so that's pretty cool. So Now.
Welcome to the group.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I feel so included now all of a sudden, you know. I'm just like, I'm part of the cool clique.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm doing, I'm a pot smoker like everybody else all of a sudden, yep. Right? Isn't that how that goes?
Yeah, they're now minus the 10 people that didn't watch it.
Right? Now exactly. Nine people that don't watch it anymore. So pretty much. Pretty much. So so now, what are you drinking tonight, Amy?
I have Shock Top.
Ooh, ooh.
I got some Shock Top here, and of course, we have our Jack Daniel's Fire,
which we ran out of last time we were together.
Yes.
And that sucked. And we tried a few other alternatives, like Hot Damn, and then, you know, other things. It just didn't work. I don't know if anyone out there, you guys have tried Jack Daniel's Fire, but it is a, I don't know, once you go there, you just can't go back to the other cinnamony ones.
Nope.
Not in my book. So anyway, quick cheers. And so Amy got us two shot glasses, and I thought this was funny because hers is a Red Wings shot glass, which is very fitting.
Go Wings, and welcome back, Stevie Eiserman.
Yeah, there you woo-hoo. Go. And mine is a Hell Michigan because, you know.
You're from hell.
I'm from hell. So cheers.
Cheers. Mm. So what I'm curious about.
Hold on, I'm still savoring this.
Oh, that's all right.
All right, go ahead.
I'm curious about what other drinks are out there that we have not tried. Because
shit ton of them.
No, I know. But you and I we love going on the beer tours.
Yes, that's our thing.
Right? And we love going to breweries and doing the flights and trying new beers. And some I hate, some you love.
Well, first of all, we're from Michigan. And for anyone who's listening to this that's not around in this area, Michigan's known for their microbreweries.
Yes.
So we've got a plethora of microbreweries.
I actually got married in a brewery.
You did. You did. And that was awesome. That was like one of the coolest ceremonies I've ever been to.
I think we actually touched base on that in the first episode.
I don't remember.
I know.
Don't ask me to remember.
Sure if
we're drinking.
Did or not, but it's one of the facts about me that I just love that I got married at a brewery. So yeah. I like to bring that up whenever.
Yeah.
But what I'm curious about is what are other drinks that our listeners
or beers?
Love? Well, that's where I was going with this. I'm more of a beer drinker than a liquor drinker. I like my occasional shots here and there. You know, my Jack, my Jaeger, once in a while some vodka. It all depends on what the mood is. But I'm not a big mixed drink person.
So, whereas I would prefer a mixed drink over straight liquor because I'm not a big liquor fan, except for Jack Daniel's Fire. That's pretty much one of the only ones, unless I'm sick. If I'm sick and I have like a cold or something really bad, SoCo. Every time.
I
do shots of SoCo. Yep. We've done that.
Yep.
Amy and I, one time, here's one of our little confessions. So back in the beauty school days, Amy and I both, we met in cosmetology school.
Yes, we did.
So one day we decided we were going to go.
One of us do hair.
Well, we do hair, just not
as a professional.
As a professional.
So anybody thinking about doing that, don't waste your money.
No, it's not that. Anyway. So no, it is a good profession if you're young and I'm not young.
Yes, that.
And you're less young. No, I'm less young than you.
Yeah.
But you're still not young. So anyway, so one day we decided to go have lunch at this bar up the street. We were going to have lunch and then go back to school. Well, we started at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
We had lunch. And then we had a couple drinks. And I wasn't feeling good, so I did a shot of SoCo. And then one thing led to another, and
it was 9 o'clock at night, and they took our keys from us.
No, she tried to take our keys from us, but when I showed her on my driver's license, I actually lived two blocks away. She gave them back.
It's the only time I've been at a bar and I drank, like, I swear, 8 hours.
Nine. We were there. Nine. No, we actually were there 10 hours because we got there 11 and we left at like 9 o'clock at night. It was hilarious. So we ate lunch and dinner there, and it was just so much fun. So that just reminded me of my whole SoCo because I was really not feeling well, so I kept doing shots of SoCo.
Okay,
about every 2 hours, I would do a shot of SoCo.
Well, to get back on track.
Oh, sorry.
See what I have to put up with, people? I would love our listeners to email us beers or drinks that they drink.
Yeah, or instant message us. So just go on our Facebook, and our Facebook page is
facebook.com/ My Drunken Confessions.
My Drunken Confessions. We're called Drunken Confessions, but that was already taken, so we had to do My Drunken. Or you can email us at mydrunkenconfessions@gmail.com. Either or. And we're getting the website up and going.
Yeah, it's not quite there yet.
WordPress.
WordPress is a little difficult.
Amy's
for
never
her.
Done it.
I've never. I'm a virgin to WordPress. So.
And I did it, but she doesn't like my colors.
No, so I'm redoing it.
I picked all red and black because those are my colors.
I don't
are red
even
and black.
Think it was red. It was like orange.
No, it's red. It's red
no,
and black.
No, it was like orange.
It's red and black.
It looked,
oh my
it reminded
gosh.
Reminded me of Harley Davidson.
No, it was red and black because it looked like my motorcycle, like Lucy.
It did not look like Lucy.
It looked like Lucy.
Anyways.
And great,
we'll,
there's
we'll
a little
have
great.
Our discussion off air.
we'll argue off air, you
yeah,
mean?
We'll, yeah, we'll argue.
No, I'm fine with you changing the colors. I'm just saying it was red and black and it looked kind of cool to me, but that's okay.
All right. So, anywho. So last week, if you guys have not listened to episode one, please go back and listen to episode one.
We were fucking hilarious.
I think it was hilarious. But, of course, I'm a little biased, so...
You're a lot biased.
Yeah, but go back and listen to episode one. We played a couple of cool games. It was nail polish or porn. I named off a bunch of names, and Cass had to tell me if it was a nail polish color or the title to a porn.
And I think I broke even on that, didn't I?
No, I think you won.
Did I? I'm not
yes,
sure.
Yes, I do think you knew your porn more than I thought you did. We also had What's in the Box.
What's in Amy's box?
What was in my dirty blonde box? So go back and listen to it. And if you, the what's in the box, please go on our Facebook page. We're going to put a link up there for you guys to actually comment under the link of what's in the box. I'll put a reminder of the clues that I gave.
Mm-hmm. And we might do a gift card. Might. But I'm sure we will. I have a couple gift cards, actually, that I could, like, possibly send to people.
Yeah, so... the other thing we want you guys to make sure you do is go on our Facebook and email us some reviews, but don't be jerks.
Yeah. No, by all means, if you have a suggestion, suggest away. We are open to multiple suggestions. And also on that track, if you want to be on our show. Now, last week, I do have to tell this. Okay, so last week we were talking and we were doing it on Thursdays. And we said, we're going to shoot every Thursday. Well, since then, some things have come up. And we have decided Wednesdays are more ideal for us.
Yes.
So Wednesdays are going to be our shoot days until next week and we change it again. But as of right now.
However.
It's going to be Wednesdays. Please let us know. We're going to have some people on the show. We already have a few people lined up.
I'm also willing to work with the guests. If they have something, if you guys have something really cool that we want to talk about too. And you guys can only do it on a Thursday, I'm willing to change it up.
Well, for a price.
The only standard of being a guest...
Well, there's two. One.
You have to show up an hour early so you can pre-drink with us.
Right. And then the other one is you have to do our cheers of the night.
Yes.
So every episode, we're going to end with the cheers. And as a guest, you have to come with a cheers and you have to pre-drink. Because you cannot do the show sober. It's just not going to happen.
And as I said in episode
one. Can't even
one,
say that.
I know. As I said in episode one, if you're funny enough and you entertain us, we might just pay for your Lyft or Uber home.
And just so everybody knows, we are easily amused.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Okay, maybe. Yeah, keep giving us Jack Fire and our shock tops and...
Yeah, keep our expectations low. Yeah. That's, you know, I was saying that earlier yesterday. I was telling a friend of mine, you know, keep your expectations low and you just won't be disappointed.
Yeah.
It's a true story, bro.
True story.
So in our last episode, we decided that we were going to talk about the seven deadly sins. We wanted to start bringing them into this podcast because, you know, Drunken Confessions kind of goes along hand in hand.
And I wasn't familiar with the seven deadly sins,
no.
So I had to Google it.
How could you not? I mean, like,
say, I knew
what's
what
in the box? Come on.
I had an idea of most of them, but I did not know all seven, I will admit.
See,
I Googled it.
I knew them, but I knew them under different ones. Like, instead of doing, like, envy, I knew it's jealousy, but the same thing. So anyway, we decided that what we want to do is over the next several weeks, or even months, it doesn't matter, there's so many of them.
You know what else threw me off about that?
No, go ahead and interrupt
me,
though.
I will. It's pride. I always, it says on Google, it's pride, but I always was told it was vanity.
Really? I knew it was pride.
Yes. So, really? But I think Vanity? In the no, Vanity is movie is Vanity.
Is it? I don't. I'm gonna have to watch it again. We're gonna have to watch Seven again because that was an awesome movie.
Yes.
And to me, a vanity is what you sit at to do your makeup.
Well, that's because you're you and I'm me, and that's the difference.
Okay. Not quite sure what you mean by that, but all we'll right, go with it. So Amy's going to go over this. She can.
Yep. So I did. I had to Google it. So for anybody out there who does not know what the seven deadly sins are.
Or you might have, like, thinking that, you know, jealousy, envy, whatever the fuck you want to think. But go ahead.
But this is what Google came up with to educate me.
Actually, I think it was Wiki, wasn't it? We Googled it and it came to Wiki and then we went on Wiki.
Maybe. I don't remember. We were drinking at the time when it happened.
We're always drinking.
Well, that's the story of our life.
I know. Hence,
that's hence the podcast. So we had gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy, pride, and lust. And as I was looking this up, I decided that I had a funny story.
Oh, so you decided you're going to share this week?
It is, but
ooh, this could be good because Amy is not she's not a sharer like I am. Mm-mm. I am definitely a sharer because
sure
I don't
this
have
is a
lot
story
of like
that. I don't think I ever told you.
Ooh, that's even better because you know I'm one of those people where I'm kind of like, yeah, whatever. You want me to tell you something? I'll
Why
tell
do
you.
Why you keep filling up my jack? Like I haven't even.
I know you haven't. I've like. So just so you guys know, because I know you can't see this. So we have our shot glasses sitting here, and I have refilled. Every time I refill my shot glass, which I drink all the way down, Amy has like two sips out of hers, and I keep like topping her off.
Has to be responsible here.
We're at your house. You don't have to be responsible.
Well, that.
So we're at Amy's today because it didn't work out because where we shot last time. But just to, so everybody knows, we do have a studio we're going to be shooting at in a couple weeks. It's already set up. We're just waiting till we have other people here. Because right now we don't have to worry too much about going in studio because it's just us.
Yes.
But in a couple weeks, we're going to start bringing some of our guests on.
That will be in an actual studio.
It will be. And then, well, we'll still be drinking.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I have the keys to the place.
And husband, which is my husband, has already said he'll drive me there, pick me up.
Oh.
He may stay and hang out.
I would have Lyft.
Well.
Uber, Lyft.
Either way.
Well, I think I still have a credit from that shit that happened. So when we were in Cleveland, we had this Lyft driver.
Oh,
and she
so
just
bad.
Like got so lost. And then this other woman's like, there was at the thing. Never mind. It's just
we'll
trying
you,
to describe what happened.
Hear the story,
let's just say I got $2.50 off my Lyft that we took on the way back. And she gave me a little credit for my next Lyft, but I don't know how long it's good for. Which is why I'm willing to Lyft somebody else home if they come and give us a great story.
Yeah.
Because I have discounts.
Can we go back to my great story that I was about to tell?
All right. Fine. I'll just sit here and drink.
No, just quit filling. Here, before I tell my story, cheers.
Are you actually going to finish your shot glass?
Yes, I will. I will. Cheers. All right.
You
so,
didn't finish it.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. So now, Amy is going to choke on her liquor while I refill her glass. I'm sorry, guys. You just got to see this face she's making right now.
Okay, anyways.
Did it come out your nose?
So, no.
All right. All right, Amy's going to tell us a story, which is really shocking because Amy doesn't usually say stories because, we said last week, she's kind of vanilla.
Well, my story is nowhere
near. In a world
near.
Of Count Chocula, she's...
My
She's
story
Frankenberry.
Is nowhere near your story, but it's still hilarious
oh,
in my eyes.
Can I just digress for 1 second?
No, you've digressed enough.
No, just I'm really like, quick.
What?
So I told a couple people about my story that I told this
and
week.
All with
and
me.
They all agreed with you saying that's not
but
a one-night stand. And
not.
I'm like, but the intention was there. So guys, go on, listen to my first podcast and let me know if you really think whether or not I was okay trying to categorize it as a one-night stand.
It's not.
Well, anyway, so I just wanted to say that other people... See, you have to let me talk. Other people were backing you up.
I know. Because
oh,
I
oh, my God.
Right.
Oh, my God. I just threw up in my mouth a little. All right, so now we're going to go on with Amy's story before this gets really nasty. Go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, so it goes with the seven deadly sins, and it goes under gluttony and greed.
Ooh, you're covering two at once.
I am.
Bouch. Wah, wah.
I know. So... gluttony it covers because I was drunk, so I overindulged in alcohol. And greed.
Ooh, really? Shocker.
I know, greed. Well, you guys, after I tell the story, you guys will understand why it's greed. So, back in my Canada days.
Canada?
Yeah, sorry. I've already been drinking.
It's okay, eh? Go ahead. Carry on with your story, eh? You hoser.
Anywho. So, back when I was 19, Canada was the place to go.
It was when I was younger, too.
When you live this close to Detroit, Canada is
a hop, skip, and a jump.
20-minute drive. And at 19 years old, you can't get into bars around here, so we jumped the border.
Yeah. I did that, too.
And it was a different time.
When I was 19, I did that, too.
It was a different time. You didn't need a passport and all that. You just needed your driver's license and...
Damn, when I was 19, we barely even needed that.
Yeah, so, well. Yeah.
I'm joking. I'm not that old.
But, anyhow.
Seriously, I'm really not that old.
I'm not going to comment.
You better not or I'll smack you.
I would go to Canada 4 or 5 times a week.
Damn.
Yeah, and it was me and the same friend I had since we were friends since kindergarten. And way before I even met my husband. So we'd go to Canada. I'd always drive because she didn't have a driver's license, which was the downfall. I know. To this day, she does not have a driver's license.
How can you not have a driver's license?
I have no idea. I don't know. But anyhow. So we went to Canada.
You like that
and
word.
We used to think we were hot shit.
Used to?
Yeah. I'm not hot shit anymore.
I am.
I'm getting old, so.
Oh, I'm older than you, and I'm hot shit.
I'm old and married.
Shit,
now.
I'm 11 years older than you, and I still think I'm hot shit, but that's okay. Let's go on.
So, thought we were hot shit, the cutest girls, we were in Canada, representing the USA all the time, and, like, we always started our night at a karaoke bar, and we always sang AC/DC's,
Shook Me?
Yeah.
Because how did I guess that? How did I guess?
All because it said American Thighs. So, yeah. So then we would end up at another club. And I can't even remember the name of the club that we used to go to because it was that long ago. But they had a stage. And this friend of mine and I, we were known to be on this certain stage every Saturday night.
Do they have poles?
The
pole dancing?
No, it was not a pole dancing.
I actually went to a place that actually had poles up there where people could jump up and pole dancing.
But we thought we were so young and so dumb that we actually thought we were so hot that we made up our little dance to do on this stage.
Oh, you guys had a dance?
Yes, we did. Because we thought we were just like the cat's meow.
I'm embarrassed for you right now. Just saying.
I know. See, I'm out of my comfort zone.
No, go on, it's okay, go on.
Alright, so we would do this little dance that we would walk towards each other, crisscross each other, and then walk backwards, okay?
Like a moonwalk?
We would walk towards each other,
people,
walk around
people
each
cannot
other.
See your hands right now, I'm just throwing this out there,
anyways,
they can't see this little
anyways,
diagram
so
you're showing me,
during
but
the part
go ahead.
Of the dance, during the part of the dance, we were walking backwards, and my friend fell off the stage. Right in front of the DJ booth.
Did she break anything?
No. But she was walking backwards, and I was like, wait! And I went to, like, tell her to stop. She just kept walking. Bam! On the floor, right in front of the DJ booth, she fell on her ass. I was in hysterics. I'm a horrible friend, but when somebody falls, I laugh.
The only thing that would make that funnier is if you were the one that fell off the stage.
No,
but go ahead.
No, it gets funnier.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. So she falls, and she is completely embarrassed. However, she's super hot, so many people ran up to her and was like, I'm sorry, not people, men, ran up to her and was like, oh my god, are you okay? Let me buy you a drink. Well, she held off because she's so embarrassed, and she's like, Amy, let's go to the restroom. So we go to the bathroom, and... She's like, is there anything on me? Now, mind you, she's wearing cream-colored pants. All right? I'm wearing blue jeans.
Yeah.
She always dressed up, like cream dress pants, black dress pants.
Heels, low-cut shirt.
Yeah.
I'm guessing here,
yeah,
but.
And I was always me, blue jeans, tennis shoes, and a cute top, you know?
Okay.
But she's cream-colored dress pants. And she's like, is there anything on my ass? And I look, and I was like, no, you're fine, girl, you're fine. Look, all those guys out there want to buy you a drink. I'm not ready to leave.
Let's go get some free drinks.
Let's go get some free drinks.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm the driver. I'm not ready to drive over the border. We always went to the casino afterwards to sober up.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm like, and if I, I knew, if I told her what was on her ass.
What was on her ass?
She would have wanted to leave right then and there, and there was no way I was driving over the border at that point.
Not to mention you have a whole bar full of guys wanting to buy you guys drinks.
Correct.
Okay.
So we end our night. We go back out there. We dance. We go to the casino. We hang out there. We sober up. I go home. The next morning, she's blowing up my phone. I answer my phone. She was like, there is somebody's puke all over my pants.
Oh, she fell in puke?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And I knew this the whole time.
But you didn't tell her because she wanted to stay?
Tell her whole ass, it looked like she walked around the rest of the night.
With puke on her ass.
But it looked like she shit herself.
And all of a sudden you're like, why am I getting more attention than you? Gee, I don't know.
Oh, so that is...
That is awesome.
To this
now,
day...
Now, I do believe I know who your friend is.
Yes.
And so I'm wondering if she listens to this podcast, does she already know this?
Yes, she knows it now.
Oh, okay. Oh, so she knows you did this. Okay. I just want to know if, like she's going to find out.
No. To this day, she yells at me about it. But I still think it's hilarious. And
actually,
oh,
that's
man.
Fucking hysterical.
Right. Now, mind you, I was 19 years old. I would never do that to you now.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't be on stage. Second of all, I wouldn't fall and puke.
Oh,
and so if I did fall, I'd probably break something. Just throwing that out
so
there.
So that's my story. Let me
oh my gosh. So, you know, it's so funny you talk about Canada. So my best friend when I was 19 and I went to Canada, too.
So in, like, 1980?
Shut your face. No. It was a little, yes, it was in the 80s. So anyway, I hate you. So it was in the 80s. But anyway, so my friend and I went there and drank, had fun, came back. We're driving back and she was drunk. I know, shocker, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she was the driver. Well, we're going around a curve and she missed the curve. And hit a wall in her car.
Oh, no.
And then all of a sudden, so to drive straight, her steering wheel was at like a 90 degree angle.
Oh, that's so
and she's
bad.
Like, I don't even know where we're at. We're going to have to stop for directions. I'm like, now back then, Detroit was not what it is now.
Right.
Back then, it was like, oh, hell no, you do not
over.
Stop over in Detroit. And I kept telling her that. We are not stopping and asking for directions. Bitch, just get back on the freeway. We will figure this out, right? The most she could go was 35 miles an hour.
Oh, no.
We went 35 miles. And if you can believe this, not one cop, anybody said anything. 35 miles an hour all
you
the way
lucky.
From. Well, so anyway, I don't even know how we got across the border. But anyway, yeah, 35 miles an hour all the way home. So just to tell you, though, then her and I, as we grew up and got married and everything else, so we used to go do girls' weekends over in Toronto. And she's like, oh my gosh, I bought all this stuff. I don't want to go across the border because I have to claim it. I said, they're not going to get us. She goes, yes, they will if they know where we're at. Now, mind you, we were over there just shopping in Toronto because we were older then. We were both married, stuff like that. So we get up to the Border Patrol, and you know me being the smart ass I am.
Oh,
I know, shocker, right?
That's why I will never go to another country with you.
Yeah, so the guy says, what are you doing over here? I'm like, drinking. He goes, oh, drinking, huh? He goes, today I'm like, just hungover, sir. And he started cracking up and waved us through, never even checked the car or anything. He thought it was funny. So, see, you know, humor has a place in life.
Yeah.
Which it's every place in my life because I'm always joking and laughing. You know me.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I deal with life. I'm just the funny person. So, anyway. So, I love your story. That's really funny.
I have so many.
You did tell me that story.
Oh, did I?
Yes,
oh,
you have told me that story before. So I already knew that. You told me it, but the puke part I don't remember. I knew there was something on her ass, but I don't remember what it was because we were probably drinking at the time that you told me the story.
Oh, no way.
But when I see her next time, because I'm going to probably do her hair soon. No?
No, you don't do her hair.
This is not. Oh, it's the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, now I know who it is. Yeah. Shit snacks. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Never mind. Well, if I ever see her again, I will comment on that.
Yeah, there's many Canada stories I could tell before my Canada. Husband. Da, 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 da. Well, it is what it is. But yeah, there's a lot of stories.
I don't have very many stories of my youth. I got married young, had kids young, yada, yada, yada.
Now, see, I met my husband when I was 20 at a bar.
I met my first husband when I was 15. I knew him when I was 15.
But you know what I would also like our listeners to email us about? So if you guys have a story that can top mine lying to your friend about landing in puke, I want to hear it.
So it looks like you guys shit your pants.
Yeah, email us your story of how you lied to your friend for your own benefit. I don't care what the subject is. It doesn't have to be anything.
No, but that's great.
But I want to hear how you lied to one of your best friends, a great friend, for your own benefit.
Yeah, 100%.
And just a reminder, because I don't think we've said this before, if we do not have to say your name. So if you don't want to be called out on our podcast, just put in the subject title, Leave Me Anonymous. And I will not reveal your name at all. I'll just say a listener.
But if you want to know who you are, by all means, either email us or just come on our show.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
yeah.
We're under
the explicit.
Yeah, we're under explicit.
I think it'll happen. It'll be okay.
With me? It better fucking happen. I do not have a good mouth when I've been drinking, which is why I only drink after hours. So, you know, I gotta tell you though, this show has been so much more fun than I ever thought it could be.
Only because I'm with you.
You're so below my mouth. Anyway, so I really, really hope a bunch of you out there do either message us or even come on the show. Now, I know this is going to go across the country.
And if you guys like it, please share it.
Yeah, 100%. So, we're in Michigan.
Yes, we are.
And I know from other people who have other podcasts and stuff like that, people come from all over the place to be on the podcast. So, by all means, if you guys want to be on the show, let me know. We have a studio. We don't always do this in a studio, but
no,
we do have a studio
when
available.
It's just the two of us, we like to keep it quaint and
we stay close to home so we can just drink.
We don't have to worry about husbands or Ubers or Lyfts and,
or cars or dogs.
Mm-hmm. Or a dog.
So Amy's really worried because we're over her house tonight.
That's the other thing, because you guys don't know this yet, but we are doing this raw. There is very...
I like it raw.
I don't like it raw.
Oh my God, sorry, I had to throw that
there
in there.
There is
anyway.
Very minimum editing. Because...
It's little to none, because we decided that we need to do this. We want to be real.
The only thing I'm going to ever edit out, like episode one, completely unedited. Nothing in there is edited.
So, but we do want to start adding an intro song.
Eventually, yes.
We're going to get an intro song.
Yep.
So if y'all have a good song that is not copyrighted, and by the way, we like more like trapped kind of music for our intro, because it's about drinking, so it's got to be like a hip-hop party kind of song.
Yeah, send us
song. Yeah, nothing,
create,
nothing like...
Create something, any
no
artist...
No country.
Any artists out there that want to come up with something funny about
100%,
girls,
yeah.
Email it to us. I would love it. I would absolutely
that would be great.
Love it.
So, yeah, so that's why we don't have that.
Yeah, I'd totally give you a shout out. You got your own business, plus you create music. We'll give you guys a shout out.
100%.
Yeah. We'll have you on as a guest.
So we're just doing these videos right now, and hopefully down the road.
We're not doing videos.
Oh, sorry. Podcast audio. So, oh my God.
We're not doing any videos at this time.
You know, so my husband said that to me today. He's like, why don't you go do video? I'm like, yeah, no, we don't want to.
No, not yet.
Maybe down the road.
Yeah.
Once we become a little more popular and stuff like that, we can definitely switch over to video, which I'm okay with because I know how to edit video. That's what I know how to do. So, yeah. We can do all that and everything else later on. But for right now, we're just doing audio because, you know, the mystique part.
Plus, I'm brand new to this field, so I'm getting a feel for it.
And Amy is learning quite quickly.
Oh, my God, I love it. How to do the editing
and everything else. So, it's just a cool factor. So, right, anyway, so now we're getting boring. So, yeah, anyway, go on.
Going back to this is, we're trying not to edit anything from this podcast because it is Drunken Confessions.
Yeah. And what's your deadly sin, too? But I want to know what everybody else's deadly sin is. So we covered
gluttony and greed. Gluttony.
More gluttony than anything else. So we're doing gluttony this week. We can do it again. But next week, I'm thinking jealousy.
Really? I would love to hear a lust because I'm not going to ever tell a lust.
Oh, I could give a lot of lust.
Yeah, so.
A lot of disappointing lust, but I can still do lust. No, sorry, I'm just thinking of a couple.
Email us.
What do you want to do?
What do you guys want to do next week?
And by the way, you guys don't even have to stick to the seven deadly sins whatsoever. I mean, no, if you just have a good story.
Give us a great story. If you guys want to be a guest, again, hit us up. If you guys have a great story, hit us up. And with the reviews, if you guys notice something that we are missing, let us know.
And by the way, I know you guys can't see this, but... Something that you guys
absolutely love, she's still pouring us.
And yeah, the Jack Daniels fire is, like, done.
So, yeah, we just want the feedback. We want the feedback. It's episode 2.
We want interaction.
Yeah, so... Let us know, and I'm going to leave
She's
you.
She's going to close us out tonight. Amy is actually going to close us out tonight.
Because I have a really cool cheers.
She does.
So if you're listening and you have a drink in your hand, I want you to raise your glasses.
Raise your glasses, or as us, your shot glasses, which are really sticky because I didn't pour very well.
One of my favorite
artists. I like sticky.
And this is all from Frank Sinatra. He said it best when he said...
Mr. Blue Eyes?
Yeah. Alcohol may be man's worst enemy, but the Bible says love your enemy.
Oh, I love my enemy here. Cheers.
Cheers. All right. We hope you guys... Hold on. Let me hit my shot.
Had an awesome week.
All right. We hope you guys enjoyed episode 2. Go back and listen to episode 1, and please stay tuned for episode 3. We will have it out next Saturday.
Oh, are we releasing on Saturday? So, all right, we're taping on Wednesday, releasing on Saturday. So, if you guys all want to be on our show,
hit us up. Until then, have a great drinking party weekend.
Keep on drinking.
Woohoo!
Woo! Bye.